نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى Honorable ulama, beloved students, our honorable ustad and sheikh, Hazrat Mufti Zawan Hafsa, Hafizahullah. In Arabic we say, Khairul Kalam, Aqalla wa Jalla. It is Hazrat Fukar, so we are speaking here. I just mentioned 4 or 5 minutes on the ahadith and our ulama's khidmat regarding ahadith. If you study our ulama's life, Hazrat Sheikh al-Haditha, Nawwarallahu wa Qadahu, how many Arab ulama would come to Hazrat Sheikh, kiss his hand and say, the khidmat you have done. If you study the Jews he wrote on Umrah and Hajj, Hazrat Sheikh Nawwarallahu wa Qadahu, each one of you students, I'm addressing you students, you should get it, read the Arabic, it's translated by Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi in Urdu. Hazrat Sheikh wrote that whole kitab in 3 days. Imagine we got computers and all the research today. But who can do it? This was Ruhani Taqat. Hazrat Allama Binuri Rahimahullah. What Hazrat did? I always mentioned, 1974, we were there in Ramadan. And what happened? Sheikh Al Azhar came. I was still starting by Hazrat. And we knew Hadha Jidar and Hadi Nafita and Hadi Sa'a, we don't understand it. Sheikhul Azhar, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood came. This is Bahrain we're talking about. Allama Sheikh bin Nuri Rahimullah, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood. And he came in a weeping and crying. And 7 September, remember this date, 1974. The verdict was passed against the Qadianis that they are non-Muslim. And he, Al-Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood came and he told Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, we had him there. And he said, last night I saw the master, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said, I must come to you, Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, and congratulate you for the work you did against the Qadianis. This is Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sending me to congratulate you, Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri. These are our Qadianis. What giants we saw and what giants we have. Then you go further. You take any work on a hadith, Bukhari Sharif, you see the work. Our Ustad Hazrat Nawaz Salimullah Khan Sahib Rahimahullah, 27 days he completed the entire Quran Sharif Hifz. He wrote Kashful Bani. He taught Bukhari Sharif for more than 50 years. You see our Ustad, our Sheikh Hazrat Allama Mufti Zawal Haqsa, more than 25 years. He is teaching Bukhari Sharif. If you know Hazrat's condition, this is Ruhani Taqat. To you students, our principal, Maulana Qasim Shema Rahimullah, his senate was so early, so high, because Maulana haven't heard about it. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Shema, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Amrohi, Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman, and then was Shah Abdul Aziz, then Shah Waliullah. When Hazrat came to know about it, Hazrat informed Maulana Qasim Shema, Hazrat, aapke sadat to itne unche. Hazrat didn't know. In South Africa, if we take the asanid of ulama, subhanAllah, Mawsema had the highest sadat. But how many of us knew that? I stayed there afterwards we came to know. So see what we have. Then you look on the other side, Sheikh Yunus. What? The janaza of over 100,000 people. We need a little bit of wusat also, brothers. One day, I told one brother that Sheikh Yunus, I asked him, what you say in the Hajj of Sheikh Albani, is it both for a muhaddith? I said, Hazrat, Sheikh Albani has said very much. Hanafiyah's book says, whatever you are, but this is a very good muhaddith. So Alhamdulillah, I met Sheikh Albani also, and I told him, Sheikh, I came here just to meet you. He was very sick. He lives upstairs. I rang the bell. This Khadim came. I told him my name, Abdul Qadir, and this one. Then we share. No. They say, listen to me. You see all these places here, I didn't come see. Tell Sheikh I came to see. If you go and tell Sheikh then, and tell him I came to South Africa. So he went, he came back, Sheikh said, Sheikh said the Tariqatain. So I know the Tariqatain story. One time he said, what did he do? So anyway, so we went inside. So I told Sheikh and all that. شیخ البانی سے جب ملاقات ہوئی حضرت تو وہ خادم نے کہا دقی کرتے ہیں، تو جب ہم اندر ہو تو دقی کرتے ہیں، وہ ہم تب کہتے ہیں. تو میں نے شیخ کو کہا کہ شیخ میرے جیب میں بھرا ہوا دولت، لیکن آپ اپنے دس مبارک سے مجھے کتاب دے دیں. تو ماشاء اللہ صحیح الادب المفرد، ضعیف الادب المفرد اور تحریم اعلیٰ کی طرف اس نے دی. بہت سخت بیمار تھے تو اور بہت بات چیت تھی. تو الحمدللہ گیو می دس اول کتاب سے شیخ سینڈی آپ میرے کو بہت سارے فری کریں. سو فور سو وی ایور وی کین میٹ محدثی وی شوڈ گو اینڈ وی کین گیٹ سنت فرام دیم. سبحان اللہ نور الہ نور. سو ٹوڈے وی ہیو اور استاد ماشاء اللہ ایوری ون اس سینئر علماء. فور واٹ دس اور سنت، اور دین از بیسڈ آن سنت. یو گو ٹو دا بائبل برادرز، یو سی مارک لوک اور normally on the radio I say that we told the Pope that please read the whole Bible from cover to cover in the original language by memory. So the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. And we can produce million people. I went now to Uzbekistan, you go Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, you go that side there, what giants they produce, subhanAllah. What muhaddisi. So Hazrat, I was telling Hazrat that Hazrat, look, Imam Tirmidhi is there, Imam Bukhari is there, Sahih Al-Hidaya is there. What giants there? But today you go, the children can't read Surah Fatiha. They can't read Qul Huwallah. So ulama beg Allah, Ya Allah, accept us for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, use us for tafsir, use us for hadith, use us for fiqh. But always keep, wallahi, I'm telling you, this is Allah's fazl. We saw the great Jibar, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, Hazrat Allah bin Nuri, and all these ulama of ours, everyone an imam in his pen. Hazrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Imam of Tasawwuf. So any field you take, so let us keep our chain going like that, and inshallah we will see that all might Allah dunya will be chapkaying, Allah will use us for his deen, and never forget our kabir. What were sacrifices they made? Remember today, there is 100% concerted effort, especially with the internet and what, to undermine the importance of hadith. You have the mustashriqeen, the orientalists. You have the Shia, you have other fitna, munkirin hadith. And you find sometimes our people who graduated in our madaris, they also sometimes, Allah forbids, are making these kind of statements. So therefore, it is imperative upon us that we keep our link with our beloved asatiza, our beloved Mashayikh, and in that way, inshallah, we build a masjid, we connect it to Baytullah. We become Hafiz, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu la hafizun. Allah took his attribute and transferred it to me and you with Allah's grace. When we connect ourselves with hadith, we connecting ourselves to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Almighty Allah jalla wa ala bless this madrasa. May Almighty Allah bless our Mawlana Naeem wa ta'ala, Abu Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Patel sahib rahimahullah, and all of our kafir here, our asatiza ulama. May Almighty Allah give our Hazrat siha, afiya, and may Almighty Allah jalla wa ala accept everyone's treatment. Just one last incident quickly, that our Darul Yukasir Mawlana Qasim Ehsema started in 73. We should teach them Mishkat. Then when Alim came from India, and this was in 81-82, Akkal Kuwar. So he told Mawlana Qasim Ehsema were home. He said, Dekho, koi Allah Kashmiri nahi aayenge, aur koi nahi aayega. Aapko khud karna padega. So Mawlana bin Mashura, then 83 we had our first batch of ulama, alhamdulillah, in South Africa. And this was Mawlana Mansoorul Haq, Mawlana Muqtadul Haq Shaheed. And then Mawlana Yunus Osman, Mawlana Qasim Ehsema, myself, alhamdulillah. So this is how everything started. So we must not forget those ulama who made all the initial effort as well. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant all of them Jannah Kushfir. Those who passed away and those who are alive, Allah Jalla grant them Sihha and Afiyah. Kamara and Hajjul. Allah Jalla wa Ala.